Hi everyone, I'm David. I support Gen X Grown Up on Patreon, and you should too. Don't you want to keep this great content coming? So you know what to do. Go to genxgrownup.com/Patreon and just do it.
No life, no fun. Don't you know that you're a grown up?
Gen X Grown Up is a YouTube channel, website, and audio podcast you're listening to right now. All made for and by people who love exploring media, games, tech, and toys of yesterday and today through the eyes of Gen Xers who refuse to grow up.
Your dinner cannot just be french fries. Basically, life sucks as a grown-up.
Welcome back, Gen X Grown-Up Podcast listener, to this backtrack edition of the Gen X Grown-Up Podcast. I am John. Joining me, as always, is George.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
And you know that Mo is here.
Hey, everybody, how's it going?
You know, picking just the right holiday gift for a Gen X nerd in your life can be challenging, but we're here to help. At the request of one of our listeners, in this episode, we're going to run down some great gift ideas for the 2020 holidays, regardless of what your budget may be. And this was all inspired by one of our fourth listeners and Patreon supporter, Mike C.
Hey,
you've heard
Mike.
Me say his name many times.
No, yeah.
End of the show. Mike C. wrote in, and the subject line of his email was podcast topic. And Mike writes, "Good morning. I hope you and the guys are doing well. I had an idea for a podcast topic after a discussion with my wife. Every year she asks what I would like for Christmas, birthday, anniversary, to which I reply, I don't know, let me think about it." I've been there.
Yeah, me too.
With Christmas fast approaching, perhaps a Gen X gift guide or a best of tech toys, games, and or media could serve the fourth listener this holiday season. We thought that was a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're doing this very show. So
yeah.
Inspired by
wow.
Mike C. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He wraps up by saying, "Thanks for the podcast. It is appointment listening for me."
Oh,
thank you. His salutation, check this one out, fourth listener from the beginning, Mike C.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you, Mike, for writing in. Thank you for your support on Patreon, incidentally, by the way, as well, of course. We love it every time the fourth listener writes in. If you want your email featured here on the show, or you have a suggestion for a show, like Mike inspired this one, hit us up at podcast@genxgrownup.com, and we'll take it under advisement, just like we're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you have not yet done all of your holiday gift shopping, you are in for a treat here, because we're going to help you out. So stick around after the break. We are going to get started with our picks for some great gift ideas.
There's lots of folks you shouldn't forget.
When giving McDonald's gift certificates.
The paper boy who delivers through thick and thin.
The lady who teaches your son violin.
The barber who cuts your hair just right.
A sitter who sat for you Saturday night.
Say Merry Christmas with McDonald's gift certificates.
Each costs 50 cents, and a book of 10 costs $5.
At McDonald's, we do it all for you.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book, and together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our ninth season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.
Let's get cooking then with our suggestions holiday gift guide thing. Like Mike C., I've been in the same boat where my wife will say, "What do you want for your birthday?" And I don't know.
Yeah.
And she complains, "You buy toys for yourself all the time, and I don't know what to get you."
Yeah. My kids say the same thing about me. They're like, "You know, everything you want, you buy." I'm like, "Well, that's the advantage of being an adult with a job."
We talk about it all the time, George, when we're talking at conventions. We say, well, Gen Xers are a huge target because we grew up and have disposable income all of a sudden, and now we can buy our own toys, right?
Yep, absolutely.
But there are definitely some things that you can get the nerd or geek in your life that might appreciate. And so we... To kind of help out with this, we're actually breaking it down into some price point categories. So in this first segment, everything we talk about is going to be under $25. Pretty easy on the wallet. And I'll mention before we get started that for each of these, we check the show notes if you don't always. Mo does a great job of setting up all those notes after each show. And we'll put links in there that go directly to where you can purchase these. And many of them will be affiliate links, by the way. You'll be helping out Gen X Grown Up while you're satisfying your shopping list. So
absolutely.
Why don't we get started, Mo, with you? What is your first pick? A nice gift for under $25.
Yes. The first thing I found was the Tile Tracker, which, you know, I did a video that kind of reviewed all these different tracking devices way a long time ago, actually now. But they have a new one now that's not, it's $24.99. So it's just under that $25 mark.
Yep.
And for people like me who, you know, you're constantly losing your keys and things like that, what these are, these basically just a little tracker that you attach to your keychain, and they even have thin ones that fit in your wallet that from your phone, you hit a little button and it makes it beep. So you could locate your keys and you don't lose things like I used to do like all the time. The cool feature with the new ones now is that they have replaceable batteries.
Ah. Oh, finally.
Yeah, finally. Because the old ones and people who've had them for a while, the batteries would last like a year and change. And then they did some things like exchange programs where you kind of come send your old ones and send your new one with the battery for a discounted price. But I guess they kind of finally went away with all that. And now they have
but
ones.
It was planned obsolescence batteries. Almost. That was kind of rubbed me wrong. Like you were sure to die.
Well, also they explained it. They said that they were trying to make them like solid state because they were like waterproof and all that stuff. And so once you can crack the case on something, it kind of ruins the integrity a little bit.
Ah.
But now they don't. So they got rid of that. So now you actually can replace the batteries on these. So you can buy one thing and hopefully not lose anything ever again for the rest of your life. So it's $24.99.
The Tile Tracker. Yeah, those are cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Good pick.
All right. What do you got, John?
Yeah. So I picked a selfie ring light. Now you can get them anywhere from $10 to $25, all in that range. And a light might seem like a, why are you getting me a light? Well, in this 2020 environment that we're in, more and more people, well, we talked about how hard it was to buy just a headset or a microphone or your computer online during the beginning of the pandemic, because people that all their life, they never considered needing a microphone for their computer. And all of a sudden, everybody needed a webcam and a mic and a headset and all that stuff. But as we're on all these Zoom meetings and Skype meetings and calls like that, more and more what I see is people just, they're just in their room light and it looks terrible and you can't see their faces. And they make these great little rechargeable ring lights. They clip right on the corner of your laptop or your phone, and they illuminate your beautiful face so people can actually see you. And you maybe you didn't get up and comb your hair and put on a suit or anything, but at least you can look like you're not living in a dungeon on your Zoom calls as you work. They do a really great job. And George, you got me one as a gift, I don't know, a couple of years ago, and it's awesome. It's like hockey puck sized.
Mm-hmm.
The charge lasts forever and it looks great. I still use it all the time. So
nice.
Really easy to use. And what it's a simple gift, maybe even a stocking stuffer, but something you would use every day, which I think is doesn't just go in the drawer and you got me a present. It's something I'll use and enjoy. So I like that about it. Cool. So the selfie ring light might be a good gift. George, how about you? What'd you find?
Yeah. So under $25 is a fun category. Stocking stuffers galore for geeks. Mm-hmm. And I found the Vic TC C6 waterproof Bluetooth speaker for $19 on Amazon.
Nice. A Bluetooth speaker for $19.
Yeah, I love these types of things. I've got one of the older models of the same company, and they have great sound. You don't have to worry about water getting in there because they're waterproof, and you can hook up your phone to it, put your phone over on the counter away from your shower, and you can listen to this awesome podcast while you're taking a shower.
Awesome advice.
Done deal. Perfect.
Life hack advice right there.
Mo, what's your next item up?
I found something else under 25. This is called the TP-Link Casa Smart Plus 2 Pack for $15. And what it is basically there's these little things that fit in your outlets, and you can control them with your phones. So it's a way of controlling power to things inexpensively, essentially is what it is.
Oh, like little switches. Like
they're smart plugs.
Like power on off smart plugs.
Yeah, they're smart plugs. Exactly. Thank you. That's exactly where they're smart plugs.
Aha, got it.
And you get two of them for $15. Not bad, right? And they're for things that probably aren't normally smart controllable, but you can control things like lights. You can put things on timers. Now, they're not like voice activated, but you can control them through Alexa, though, and through Google Play, or what's it called? The Google
Assistant?
Google Assistant. Thank you.
Google Assistant. Right.
So, and they can be linked up to that as well. And I'm like, especially for the nerdy guy in your life or gal in your life, $15, two of these, you can have a lot of fun. So that was my advice for under $25 as well.
Ooh, what if I could use that to turn my 3D printer on and off? That'd be cool.
Oh, there you go. That's a really awesome idea.
That's a neat idea. Okay.
I mean, look at that
one. Mo, now you know what my gift can be for this Christmas.
There you
go.
Now you know how much I spent on it. How about you, John? What do you have?
I just have one more that is, so specifically, I'm talking about one board game that's called the Kraft Heinz Variety Game Pack. Huh. Now, in general, board games are a pretty good gift idea, depending on what it is.
Especially these days.
Big G Creative is a company that's done a really good job recently putting out some neat Gen X themed stuff. We reviewed that new Pac-Man game last year they came out with. They did
that was them. Okay.
Yeah, Blockbuster, like movie rental game and Jaws games. They put out so much cool stuff. And I actually reached out to Big G when I saw the announcement for this game called the Kraft Heinz Variety Game. What it is, it's a combo pack of three different games. The box holds three games, and each little box looks like a Kraft or Heinz food product. There's a Jello game. There's a macaroni and cheese game, and there's a Heinz 57 ketchup game.
Nice.
And they're simple little games, but it's just $20 for all of the games together. Nice. And they're great family and fun games. The ketchup game is a dice game where you're rolling logos for ketchup or relish or mustard on the back of them. The Jell-O one is a Jell-O jiggler game where you have to match colors and shapes of Jell-O. And sometimes you have to dance to fight your opponents for a tiebreaker.
Really?
Yeah, it's silly stuff, but it's fun. Board games in general are great. But this little Kraft Heinz variety pack has these comfort foods manifested as games. Big G sent us a copy to try, and it was a lot of fun. You get three games in one this way. It's good for kids, good for adults. Each one of them probably, you know, takes 15, 20 minutes to play. So I think that's a good choice as well in that same price range.
Nice.
All right, we're going to move into a little more expensive then. Our next segment, we're going to look at stuff that you can get for under $50. Start stepping it up. Maybe you'll like me a little bit more than just that $15, Mo. And you want to spend some more on me? That's okay.
We'll see.
We have some picks coming up right after this.
Friday, a holiday tradition for 21 years.
I've killed it.
It's time once again for America's favorite Charlie Brown adventure. It's an Emmy Award-winning special. It's a Charlie Brown Christmas. Then he's back, the original cool guy. And this time he's going to melt your heart. So chill out with Frosty the Snowman. Share the holiday spirit Friday on CBS.
I'm Allison Holland, host of the Kennedy Dynasty podcast. Equipped with a microphone and a long-term fascination of the Kennedy family, I am joined by an incredible cast of experts, friends, and guests to take you on a fun, relaxed, yet informative journey through history and pop culture. From book references to fashion to philanthropy to our modern expectations of the presidency itself, you'll see that there is so much more to Kennedy than just JFK or conspiracy theories. Join me for the Kennedy Dynasty podcast.
We're moving up into that $50 price range of these great gift ideas here in the holiday season. And I don't think we mentioned yet, but I mean, this show drops right around, time for Black Friday. It's coming tomorrow if you're listening on the day we release this. Mm-hmm. And so shopping is, I think Black Friday is going to be impacted probably quite a bit with people staying in. I hope they should anyway. So yeah. Let's start with you, Mo. What did you find for pushing that over 25 but under 50 range?
Yeah, what I have here is the Anker Soundcore 2 for $27.99. You can find them on Amazon. And actually, John, this is one that you reviewed on our show that made me buy it. And now I'm recommending it to everybody else because it's an awesome Bluetooth speaker. Now, it's more expensive than the one that George brought up earlier. But let me tell you, the sound quality on this is phenomenal. The battery lasts forever on this thing. So if you want to get like maybe it's a little step up on the Bluetooth speakers, I think this is a must buy for anybody who likes that kind of stuff.
Crazy amount of bass. Remember I did that video where I hooked up that Space Invaders to that Anker 2 and blew me out of my chair. Just so much bass. Dump, 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 dump.
Oh yeah, for sure. So George, what do you got?
Well, just like you, I have something that we've previously talked about on the podcast and the YouTube episodes. I have the Marvel Funko Collector Box from Amazon, $29.99. This thing gets you two pop vinyls every month. It gets you a T-shirt every month, get you a couple little other things like a sticker and stuff like that. It is a subscription model, so maybe if you're giving it to someone, just buy them one and then let them decide if they want to get it. But it comes out every 2 months. The next one comes out in November, so if you buy it for them in December, they'll get it in January. It'll be one of those cool little, hey, I forgot that somebody got me this gift and it showed up in the mail later, and they're like, it's an extra surprise. So
a gift to the future.
These things are really fun.
I've caught you wearing quite a few of those T-shirts. They seem to be coming with good shirts that you enjoy.
Yeah, because they don't charge you extra amounts of money for the larger T-shirts.
The bigger sizes,
so
yeah.
This is all I wear now because I keep getting bigger.
That's your total wardrobe.
Nice.
John, what about you? Have you got anything in this $50 category?
Yeah, it was one of my favorites that I found. So this is the thing called the Retro Viewer. It costs $30 and you can expand it for $15 and I expand a little bit. I found them on Amazon. You can get them a lot of places. So the Retro Viewer is this really neat idea. It's effectively custom ViewMaster reels.
Oh, really?
This gift, you give it to someone, it comes with this custom ViewMaster, which is almost exactly the same as a regular one, and it gives you a certificate to log onto this website and upload your own photos that they will turn into a ViewMaster reel for you.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Okay.
How do they
do
that?
Well, now I know what I'm buying for myself again. This will be one of those that they can't get for me because I'm going to buy for myself.
Oh, the questions keep coming. I love it. What a great find. If you want more than just the one reel, for $15, you get a credit for another reel, where again, you go to the website, you upload the images that you want, and they then ship you within a few days the reel. It's a great way to celebrate anniversaries or birthdays or championships or whatever.
Nice.
Something you did you want to commemorate. And it's fun to look through the ViewMaster and see those photos, because it's that experience of the ViewMaster again. I just thought it was a neat idea.
I just found my original ViewMaster from when I was a kid and just fixed it so that it's operational again.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
See there? Now you can get some fresh custom reels to go in it for your family. Yeah, because
I'm tired of looking at this old Wonder Woman one from 1974. That's the only thing I've
not.
Got.
No, you're not.
You're not tired of it, really, are you?
Mo, how about you? You have one more in this price range, right?
Yep. So what I found was this NYNC 3D Super 3D pen for $29.99. And you get them on Amazon, of course, like everything else in the world. And it is a basically, we've been into 3D printing. Mm-hmm. And this is a 3D pen that takes the filament and you control it with your hand instead of having a computer, and you can build this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've seen these things. They look awesome, but I never thought I had enough dexterity to use it.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of my worry, too. So
I assume you have to draw a little bit first, and I can't do that. So that's a problem.
I mean, I think this is a really fun thing, I think, for kids, especially because you kind of it's like drawing in three dimensions, which I think is pretty neat. And plus, also, if you know somebody who's into 3D printing, I heard that you could use these things to help fix stuff.
That's what I was just about to ask.
Really?
I was like, because I just printed out this Gunstar from Last Starfighter, and the little doors on it are all messed up, like it didn't print all the way. And I was like, I wonder if I could use this 3D print that Mo's talking about to fix those little imperfections.
Apparently, I've heard that people can use it. I've not myself, but I've heard that it could be used.
Well, damn it. Now I'm going to spend $30 to find out.
No, I put it on your list. Get somebody to give it to you. So that's the whole point.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Again, it just seemed like it was a neat, crafty tool, very geeky. And also, I think it's good for like a lot of different ages, too. Like, obviously, younger kids having fun doing 3D pictures and drawing things, building things up rather than just drawing things flat. So that's my last recommendation for this price range.
And the one that you picked, I'm assuming it had good reviews?
Yes, it did.
Awesome.
Yeah, there's often a moratorium in my house. We get to a certain point of the year and like, everybody, stop buying stuff for yourself. Just quit it. Put it on a list. That way I can buy something for you for Christmas. So, there's an example for you, George.
Absolutely.
Establish that going, I want this badly. I almost bought it myself. Go to the show notes of this podcast and click on it. And you can get me one.
That means I got to get my family to listen to the podcast. That's going to be harder than I expect.
No, they just have to go to the website. It's really easy.
Yeah, there you go.
We are moving on up in the price range a bit. In our next segment, if you really, really like somebody, like the way George likes me.
Like the way I like you.
Wow. We're going to get into that sub
$100. That's a little bit of foreshadowing here, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's sub $100 level coming up after this break.
If anybody loves trains, it's me, Johnny Cash. You know, if your boy's under 10 like mine is, he needs a big Lionel like this Black River Freight. Lionel also makes HO gauge trains for older kids like this Burlington 181. But for smaller hands, the big Lionel is easier to handle and put on the track. This Christmas, get your boy a train that's built for the way young boys play. A big, rugged Lionel.
Pit Pass Moto, sponsored by Moto America, is the show that keeps you up to speed on the latest in motorcycling and brings the biggest names in motorcycle racing right to you. From candid interviews with the top names in racing to providing insights into the trends and trendsetters driving the motorcycle industry, we have you covered. New episodes are available every Thursday at pitpassmoto.com and on your favorite podcast app. Ride on!
We're up to that part where George really, really likes me and he wants to get me a gift that costs almost $100. And the first one that I picked is an easy choice because the Go Cube, regularly $99, is currently on sale in the holidays for only $69. And you can find
awesome.
It at Amazon.
You already have it, so I don't have to buy it for you.
There you go.
In this case, is one you don't have to buy for me. That's true. But the Go Cube is, you might say, well, I don't like Rubik's Cubes. I don't know how to solve them. But if you like the concept of them, the Go Cube is great because it's digital. It's a physical cube that connects Bluetooth to your phone, and it will teach you how to solve the cube. You can play games with the cube. And we've had an infinite amount of fun with this. We show it to somebody at a convention and their jaw drops on the table. They're like, what? The computer knows what your cube is doing? It's really neat. We've all got one now and it's a blast to play with.
Yeah, they're
absolutely
one of my favorite toys that I bought because you forced me to.
Because I forced you, right?
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, you forced me to also, just so you know. Yeah.
So do you still have to go to Kickstarter to get these?
Not at all. No, they're on Amazon and you can go to the link in our show notes or just head right over there. And that's where the sale's running now. So it's basically way cheaper than we even paid for them. It's a great time to get one for you or for, you know, that geek in your life, like we said.
Nice.
Mo, how about you? What's your pick in this price range?
Sure. So my next pick is called a Leatherman Skeletool for $79.95.
Ooh.
And you get them on Amazon. I know we're getting up there in price. So I wanted to find something that was a little more practical. And mm-hmm. you guys know, like, the Leatherman, it's like the multi-tools.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this one is the one, it just looks freaking cool. You know, it's all like black steel and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And also it's very basic. It has only like the stuff you really would use. It has like pliers, wire cutters, knife, screwdriver. And that's pretty much it. Like it's not a lot to it, but I have one of these, like I keep one in my car and I keep one around like in my kitchen desk drawer just because I need like something real fast. And it's just super handy just to have available because you don't know like what you need when, and it just has all the basics that you would ever want.
I love Leathermans. I didn't remember them being this expensive.
I didn't either. That sounds like a lot for something, but I know their quality. You have this one? This very one is the one you have?
Oh yeah. Just justify that price? It's like awesome. It's super light, super strong. I mean, it's only one of these things when you hold it, you just know it's going to last forever. You know, like I could probably throw it outside, leave it in my yard for a week and it'd be fine.
Like you pick it up and you're like, oh, I see where the money went kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so, you know, like I said, something a little more practical, but you know,
it is.
So what do you got for us, George? Something practical or impractical?
I don't know. Probably a little bit of both, I guess.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
So what I have is the Wise Starter Kit for $96. You can find this on Amazon, like we've been talking about the whole time. Mm-hmm. You can find these things. Everything is on Amazon because Amazon sells more than just books now, we've discovered. But Wise is one of these brands that they do a lot of these small remote cameras and Internet of Things kind of devices, light bulbs and contact sensors for doors and windows in case, you know, you want to set up your own security stuff. But it's a self-contained system that you do yourself. And it's got a lot of people out there in that world that highly recommend this brand. So this starter kit is kind of interesting. It includes one Wise Cam with its 32-megabyte micro SD card, which is nice.
Okay.
Comes with two contact sensors, one motion sensor, one sensor bridge, which I'm assuming helps you connect all those sensors to whatever thing you want to connect them to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Two of those smart plugs, like you were talking about earlier, Mo.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And three Wise bulbs, which you just screw them in and you can control the light bulb straight from your Wise app on your phone, just like all the other devices here.
Very
that's
nice.
That's a hell of a bundle of stuff for under $100.
That's a lot.
Yeah. That's why I was really surprised because, you know, I mean, you find their cameras alone are usually like around $50.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
It's still a great price for what their cameras do and how high a quality they are. But then you include three bulbs and two smart plugs and all the sensors and everything. I'm like, it's almost a no-brainer, really, as long as you want to get somebody something that's $100 or so.
Mm-hmm. That sounds really cool, actually.
That's kind of like home and it is kind of practical and not practical at the same time. Like, it sounds fun,
right?
But it's also like useful in your home. That's neat.
All right. Yeah, that's very cool.
All right, John, what about you?
You know, I just picked another item that I recently encountered for the first time. It's not new by any stretch of the imagination, but Raspberry Pi 4 starter kit for $99.
Mm-hmm.
Found it on Amazon. We recently got into doing the 3D printing, and so I finally had a reason to actually try a Raspberry Pi. It always kind of intimidated me a little bit, and not because I think I couldn't figure it out, but because there was all unknowns, an operating system I didn't know, and hardware I'd never touched, but I finally took the plunge, and the reason I had such a great experience, I think, was because I bought this very starter kit for myself, because it comes with the box, and the power supply, and the memory card, and of course the Raspberry Pi board, and it's all there. And probably more crap than you even need. You know, like you buy a camera bundle and there's 14 filters and crap with. I don't need all that stuff. But it's like the kind of subtle overkill that gives you all the things you need. You don't feel like you're going to, well, did I buy all the right stuff? It's all done for you. And so if you're ever thought of getting into a Raspberry Pi for emulation, playing old arcade games, or monitoring your printer like we did with Octoprint, or any number of other 18 million things you could possibly do with a little computer like this. What a great way to get into it at a low price point. I think, Mo, you're the one that pointed me to this one or one similar to it, aren't you? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is the one I bought as well because I wasn't sure. Like, I had that fear of buying it and then not buying everything I need.
Same, yeah, you know? Same deal. Yeah, right.
And so I said, okay, this looks like, and I bought it and it literally had, like you said, everything plus. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. And it's just amazed me how much power these little machines have.
Yeah, I love these Raspberry Pis. I have a whole bunch of them here. But I love your starter kit. But, you know, just recently they also came out with that keyboard all-in-one version of the Raspberry Pi 4.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
I don't know how much it is. It's probably similar price range to this $99. But that's kind of the one I was interested in because it would be neat to have the keyboard and on the back of the keyboard are where all the components are.
All the ports and stuff on the back. That's right. Yeah. But you don't need a keyboard because you have it.
Exactly. Yeah, all you really need is a mouse and a monitor, and you just plug up a couple of things and you're good to go. But Raspberry Pis, they're awesome gifts.
Cool.
They are for sure. Okay. That's our pick for the sub $100. Now, we have one more segment coming up, and I seem to recall, George, you pitched this as the things if I know I won't get in trouble with my wife price. So
sure. Okay. We can go with that.
Yep. Outside of the $100 range, money is not an object. I mean, we weren't buying the moon or anything.
No.
But we have some. If you have that significant other or really great friend or colleague, you really want to get them something really nice.
As much as these guys like me in that level, really.
Oh, well, you're right. As much as we all love Mo. That's exactly the amount. So we're going to take a look at that money is no object price range right after this break.
The night before Christmas, and Oreo cookies waiting for a special guest.
I'll just take a little rest.
Ho, 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 who's that kid with the Oreo cookies? Eating all the luscious chocolate, licking all the creamy middles, dunking all the crunchy cookies like he did when he was little. It's so hard to hide the kid inside with Christmas and O-R-E-O.
Well, hey, podcast listener, my name is Vince, and I'm the host of a show called The RR Show. It stands for Reddit Readings. We're going to sit down twice a week, and I'm going to bring you the most entertaining stories from all of the best subreddits that exist online. Things like malicious compliance, petty revenge, hey, lady, I don't work here. Oh, there's so much more. Lots of great stories and things you won't believe. Like the one time this dude was caught in a bathroom with his friend and he was slapping them because that was the only way that he could actually legitimately help them. A mall cop comes in with a taser. Oh, yeah. The rest is history. It's going to be fun. There is, I don't know. I got like 20 seconds left, so I don't got much more time to tell you another story. But just join me on The RR Show. It's from Evergreen Podcast, produced in partnership with Wessler Media. So The RR Show. Wherever you get podcasts, subscribe today. And it's like an adult story time. Let's hang out together. The RR Show. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Get out your checkbook. It is time for the most expensive section of our gift guide. So we want to give some suggestions that didn't have a cap on money. And it's not so much, for my part at least, I didn't pick something that just cost a great huge amount of money.
Yeah.
It just is really, really desirable, but it's well above $100.
Yeah, I didn't pick like a Tesla.
I didn't pick, I could have, but I didn't. Yeah. So, Mo, why don't we start with you this time? What was your first pick then for this top tier gift idea list?
Yeah, absolutely. And just so you know, like my thinking was along the same lines where it's like, to me, I wouldn't pay this much for this, but if somebody got me this as a gift, I'd be totally okay with it.
Very grateful. Yep.
Yeah. So my first item was a Roomba, the 675, which is the new one for $249. And you get them on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And again, it just seemed like one of these things I've always wanted, but I can never justify spending $250 on.
I just never wanted one of those things.
Oh, really? I totally did. No, I don't know if it's even useful, but I just wanted one.
I just, like, the only thing I would use one of those for is like sticking a toy or a cat on top of it and trying to make YouTube videos with it. Other than that, I don't think I would be using a Roomba.
Well, that's how you make back your money. So yeah, maybe it's worth it then. Hey,
I have two first generation Roombas dead under my bed right now. I stopped using them. The first generation were still working out the logic, and you had to clean the brushes, and it would only work for a while before you had to scrub it down. But I've always wanted to get back into them because I am by nature a slob. So having a Roomba to do my cleaning for me, it sounds like so appealing, but I can never bite the bullet like you, Mo.
Yeah. So this one looks like it's, you know, like I said, it's $250. So I don't know how much you guys care about me. So, you know, I'll be looking for this on Christmas. But Then again, I should probably keep my mouth shut because George, yours is next, and yours is definitely money is no object kind of price.
Well, we said money is no object. So
we did.
Yeah. Yep. I decided to swing for the fences on this one a little bit.
Go for it.
What did you picked do? The LG OLED CX 77-inch 4K smart TV with Alexa built in, and now everybody's device just went crazy listening to this podcast. This thing is $3,500.
Wow.
And here's the kicker. It's on sale.
Well, is that the sale price?
That's the sale price. Yep.
77-inch TV.
77-inch TV.
Wow.
I saw this thing on Amazon because I went looking and I said, I want to find the best TV that's the new year 2020 model.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what would be out there? LG OLED, I know everybody talks about it a lot, but what gets me is when you're reading the description on TVs now, you get descriptors like, oh, it has this awesome processor. I'm like, I never
a processor growing up
would have thought about a processor in a TV.
Yeah,
really?
Right? But I guess with all the stuff these days, yeah.
And this one is built for gaming. It's got NVIDIA G-Sync and FreeSync and all these other things in it.
So it has apps to do the game streaming too.
Apparently, yeah. Less lag. Like, I don't know about game streaming, but it's talking about that when you're playing games, you'll have less lag because it has
I see. Like the refresh rate kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it's that. Right. I see. I got it.
Yep. Yeah, it's built on their WebOS platform, which is apparently very popular. I don't have an LG TV yet. It depends on which one of you two gentlemen want to plop down $3,500 and send this to me.
Mo, you want to go halvesies? Let's go halvesies.
All right, halvesies. We can do halvesies. And here's the best part. Just so you know that on Amazon, I was just looking it up because this is awesome. You can get free delivery.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You have it by Tuesday.
And it's not even a Prime, free delivery. It's just free delivery.
Yeah.
Holy cow. That's not a terrible price for a 77-inch 4K TV. $3,500?
It might not be. I don't know.
It's not that bad. Well, I think back to my first big screen TV, which was rear projection, and I think I paid about $3,000 for it, and it had a bulb. I mean, it's...
Right. Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, I mean, these things are awesome.
Let me tell you, I'm looking at this thing on Amazon. Oh my God, it looks gorgeous.
It does, right?
I mean, like the bevel around the edge is like super small. I mean, oh my God.
Yep. You get every bit of that 77-inch screen.
Wow.
You know, and that's, I mean, if you're gonna play around with something that's a monitor or a screen or a TV, just go big, right?
That's true.
Just do it.
I don't even think I can fit this thing on my wall, but I damn well give it a try if somebody buys this thing.
You know what? Yeah. You're not gonna refuse delivery.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm mentally doing measurements, how much for this?
All right, John, you got something to follow that up with?
I do, absolutely. So I'm going to recommend the Galaxy Watch 3. Normally $400, currently on sale for $340 on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
It goes on sale periodically. This is the latest version of the Galaxy Watch. Now, something this expensive, you might want to be a little, make sure somebody actually is ready for something like this, Apple Watch or a Galaxy Watch, thing like this. I love my Galaxy Watch because it's round. It looks like a watch, feels like a watch. It's always on. You could mistake it for a watch. And I remember I bought that Pebble watch that was on Kickstarter for a while just to see if I wanted a smartwatch, kind of dabbling. And then I slowly upgraded to, I think, Mo, you have an Apple Watch. I know, George, you have a Samsung watch at one time or the other.
Yep.
The build quality is great with this Galaxy Watch. It's totally waterproof. You don't have to baby it or anything. It takes good care of itself. And I've had no issues with it. The battery life is phenomenal, lasts several days without having to go back to charge it if you don't want to. And it's one of those things that it's new enough that not everybody has one yet. But when you get one, because it's a watch, it's something that you'll get a lot of use out of. You'll use it over and over every day, that kind of thing. And I've been impressed with Galaxy's build quality. They've really stepped up. I think Apple, for once, they actually led the charge in their Apple Watch. But I think Galaxy has iterated in ways that has improved on that a lot. So at $340, which is, a considerable savings on these. I know it's a lot for a watch, but for a piece of tech like this, pretty darn nice.
Well, because it's not just a watch.
For sure.
Well, that's true. Good point. Yeah.
It's notifications and weather and altimeter, and it's such a smart watch, no pun intended. it's really, I didn't think I would need it as much, but I've really enjoyed having it and I use it all the time.
And it looked great too.
It does look nice. Yeah. All right, Mo, one more to round out this top tier selection. What is your recommendation for a money is no object gift? Oh,
this one's like right on that bleeding edge of I really want to get this, but I can't.
Okay.
It's the new Oculus Quest 2.
Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Damn it. Yeah. Now there's more money I got to spend or get somebody else to spend, one or the other.
Because it's $299. It's $300. But looking at it, one, it is standalone, so it can work by itself, or you can actually use USB-C and it can work with your computer. Mm-hmm. So it has that option in it. You know, so it can play computer games as well, not just its own games. And it's like, I think the technology for VR is right on that edge, you know, of being worth it. Because now it's like I'm buying a couple games that they say, oh, you know, if you have VR, it has VR compatibility. And I'm like, I was wanted to play this game in VR.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There's a new Half-Life game that is only in VR.
That new Alex game I'm dying to play. I hear
that's only
great.
VR.
I know. Yeah.
It's pisses me off. It's $299. You get it on Amazon, of course. I want it. If it was like a little cheaper or the technology is maybe a little better, I'd probably be a no-brainer, but it's just right on the edge for me.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I have one of the Oculus Go, and I bought it it was the affordable model of the Oculus at the time, because, you know, there's the Oculus Rift series and the Quest series and the Go series. Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But what I always want an Oculus for, and I'm sure John and Mo, you guys want it as well from your discussion, is playing video games. Watching movies on it is cool, but it's okay.
Novelty.
It's a novelty. Right?
Sure.
Playing games is really what would drive this for me. And the Oculus Go that I have, the reason why that sumbitch is so cheap is because it comes with one controller and you can't play any of the other Oculus games, only one specifically designed for it. And so it was a big disappointment. It's sitting in my son's room now and he plays around with it once in a while. He found like a online poker game that he liked to play with it and stuff.
Yeah.
But I really want a two controller Oculus system.
And this is a two controller one.
Yeah, and it's got the USB-C or wireless, which
standalone,
is all kind
of
cool. I mean, you got
to
have space,
though. It's one of those things
where
it just doesn't pay to cheap out. Like, you really need to get the good one to really get the meaning of owning it in the first place. Yeah,
but you got to make sure that you have the living room space. Otherwise, you're going to end up in a YouTube video somewhere because somebody's going to film
punching
you
a lamp,
punching your TV or, you know, stepping off the coffee table or what the hell ever. But I did even see, I was looking at this one before, Mo, before you even brought it up. This one, I don't know if it's specific to this one or if all Oculus do this at some point, but like you can trace your safe zone and it keeps you in that zone.
Oh, like geolocated so you don't step in, so you don't walk out in traffic while you're playing or something.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
wandering down the road.
I was very interested in this device, and you're right. It's $299. That's right on that lip.
Yeah.
It hurts just enough to make you think.
Exactly. It's like,
that's, I got to explain it to the wife kind of price.
It is.
No, you don't have to for this. Not for this list. Anything you buy here, you don't have to explain. Immunity.
That's the reason why you're doing this.
Free and clear.
I don't think that's going to work.
Does it not work that way? She doesn't follow our rules?
No, right. I don't think she's going to follow that rule. I think I'd be getting a lot of honey.
What can they leave for Santa?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's great.
We sprinkle cinnamon and sugar for a homemade taste. Part of his complete breakfast.
Happy holidays from Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
If there was anything in this show you'd like to learn more about, the show notes which accompany each episode are full of links to click and explore. Catch up on past episodes and get pinged every time a new one's released by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. And you know, iTunes reviews help more than you know, so if you haven't yet, please rate and review us in the iTunes app. And if you have a friend who isn't yet listening, why not? Tell them about us, they'll thank you later. You're our fourth listener, and we'd love to read your emails right here on the show, so hit us up at podcast@genxgrownup.com. And finally, Gen X Grown Up is more than just this podcast. Our YouTube channel has hundreds of videos ready for you to enjoy, plus you can find our entire body of work on genxgrownup.com. That is going to wrap up this special Backtrack edition, our gift guide for some Gen X geeks in your life. I hope you found some great ideas. Remember, if anything in there you're interested in, you can find where we talked about. But if you go in the show notes, there are affiliate links where purchasing these things doesn't cost you a penny extra, but it helps out Gen X Grown Up, and that would be awesome. Before we leave, we always like to take just a moment here at the end to give our gratitude to all of our amazing patrons who support us over on Patreon.com. Just a few bucks every month to keep the lights on here. And I want to thank each and every one of you individually. Thank you, Jonathan H., Sean, Blasted, Stashes, Chewbacca, Butter Spider, Shelby, Lee, David, Marcus, Chad, Mike C., Arlem, T2, Stew Monkey, Chet, Adam, Mark, Steen, Matt, Thomas, Greg Z., Dana, Tony, Slow Mo, Davis, Levi, Greg, L., Dan, Jason, Travis, Ben, and Agile. So grateful to each every one of you for making me lose my breath and nearly black out. If you would like to join this roster of amazing human beings, Mo, would you tell them how they can go about that?
Oh, yeah. It's really easy. All you have to do is go to genxgrownup.com/Patreon. It'll take you right to the link where you could decide what level you want to support us at. Mm-hmm. For a couple bucks a month, hey, we really appreciate it. When you go a little higher than that, though, then you start getting into some swag items. You get to some behind the scenes, some extra podcasts, some extra videos. Mm-hmm. I mean, yep. We just throw a whole bunch of stuff, and we even have that upper high level tier, which I think we still have a couple slots left.
Mm-hmm, we do.
People are patrons who actually help guide and help us with our show, and you know, we toss ideas out to them first, get their opinions, get their thoughts on it. Mm-hmm. And it's a really great opportunity to kind of help influence what we do here.
Yeah, for sure, Mo, well said. And we're again so very grateful for each and every one of you. It really keeps gas in the tank and makes us motivated to keep going and creating content like this. We love it, but we love it more knowing that there are people that really, really are invested. So thanks to each and every one of you. That is going to wrap it up for this Backtrack. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another, but next week is our regular edition of the show. Until then, I am John. George, thank you so much for being here.
Yes, sir.
Mo, you know I appreciate you.
Always fun, man.
And fourth listener, though, you know it's you we appreciate most of all, and we will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
See you guys.
Take care, everybody.
Gen X Grown Up is a member of the Evergreen Podcast family. Learn more at evergreenpodcasts.com. Washing shows till sunrise. Unacceptable for grown-ups. Your dinner cannot just be french fries. Basically, life sucks as a grown-up.
And actually, I just checked and Amazon has them back in stock.
Oh, nice.
Oh, good. Yep.
Yeah, awesome. Great.
Good for you.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Warriors in Their Own Words, a podcast that presents the unvarnished, unsanitized truth of what we have asked of those who defend this nation. As a country, we need these stories more than ever. Stories from Americans who have borne the battle, including 30-year-old remastered interviews with veterans from World War I recounting their time in the trenches of Europe, and with veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and from our most recent conflicts in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other battlefields Americans may never have heard of. Hear their stories by listening to Warriors in Their Own Words wherever you find podcasts.